And thus one engages in many different types of pious and impious actions. This is what constitutes material bondage. Now I shall disentangle myself from my material bondage, which has been caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead's illusory energy in the form of a woman. Being a most fallen soul, I was victimized by the illusory energy and have become like a dancing dog, laid up and free myself from this illusion. I shall become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entities and always absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This should be the standard of determination for all Krishna conscious persons. A Krishna conscious person should free himself from the clutches of Maya, and he should also be compassionate to all others suffering in those clutches. The activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are meant not only for oneself, but for others also. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. One who is interested in his own salvation is not as advanced in Krishna consciousness as one who feels compassion for others and who therefore propagates the Krishna consciousness movement. Such an advanced devotee will never fall down, for Krishna will give him special protection. That is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone is like a play toy in the hands of the illusory energy and is acting as it moves him. One should come to Krishna consciousness to release oneself and also to release others. Nimuchyatam imam bandham avidya kama karmajam sarvabhuta srutsanto maitra karuna atmaman mochai grastam atmanam josin mayatma maya vikrito jayavadham kridam rugo ivadham. This is the statements of Ajamila after he was set free by the Vishnudutas from the clutches of the Jamadutas. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 2, text 36-37. This is Ajamila Upakhyan, the story of Ajamila. This is a very nice story, Upakhyan, we say in Sanskrit. You should be acquainted with the Sanskrit words. Do you follow me? Because I may utter so many Sanskrit words. So you should be acquainted with the Srimad Bhagavatam in Sanskrit, and you should try to learn the Sanskrit. Then actually you can taste the nectar in it. This is very nectarian, amrut. Swagami katpataru, Vedic literatures are Vedas, like a desert tree, kalpataru. Nigama kalpataru, it is stated, it's desert tree. And it's very, very sweet. It's very, very sweet. Rasala phalo, it is the ripened fruit. And very sweet. In this material world, we have so many sweet fruits. But in that fruit, you'll find some skin is there, some seed is there. But this fruit contains no seed, no skin. Only sweet. And only rasa. Whenever you taste, you'll find sweet. Nothing else is there. This is the ripened fruit, very, very sweet and ripened fruit of Vedic literature, Vedic tree, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, I request you that you should learn Sanskrit. Then you can taste its sweetness. How Sukadev Goswami has said, and how Parikshit Maharaj has tasted it. This is their mercy. Mercy of Sukadev Goswami, mercy of Parikshit Maharaj, that this nectarian amrut, the sweetest fruit, rasa phala, a Vedic tree, has come to us. So we must take advantage of it. must test it. Nigamakalpatragalitam paramsukam mukhatamrita dravasanjatam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam urao rasikabhu vibhavukaha. You see, this bhagavata, srimad bhagavatam, rasala flow is very, very sweet. And we invite all the devotees, rasiko bhakto, those who have developed test in it, to come and test it always, muhur muhu, always. Come and test, we invite. Srimad Bhagavatam is such a scripture which is the essence of all Vedic literature. That is the last continuation of Srila Vyasadeva. Chari Veda Upanishad jato kichu hoy, tar ortho loya vyaso korilo sanchoy. Vyasadeva compiled this Bhagavat Mahapurana, Srimad Bhagavatam, that at the instruction of his spiritual master Srila, Narada Muni, and here, what are there? That means all Vedic literatures previously, prior to that, he had compiled all Vedic literatures, Vedas, Upanishads, Sanghitas, Brahma Sutra, all these things he had compiled. So he took all the essence, all those literature, and compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Chari Veda Dadhi Bhagavato Navanito Mathilena Suke Khailena Parichita. If the four Vedas will be compared to Jogrut, I've shown it, this Navanita, the essence, makhan, butter, that comes out. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukhdev Goswami did this, shown it. And that Navanita, that came out, Parikshit Maharaj tested it. Now, it has come to us, so we must test it. And the proof given in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the spotless proof, Vedic proof, spotless proof. Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also has stated that thing. He has given his opinion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu matam idam, Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam amalam, prema pumartha maha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu matam idam, tatradara napara. That is stated. Mahaprabhu has given this statement. He has given his opinion. The proof of Srimad Bhagavatam is amala pramana, visuddha pramana, spotless proof. We must accept it. So, here in Srimad Bhagavatam, this Ajamila story of Ajamila is given. A very, very sinful person. He has committed so much sin, innumerable sin. But he was delivered. How he was delivered? Such a sinful person, that is given here, statement. Sukadev Goswami narrates that story before Parikshit Maharaj. Here, in Ajamila Charitra, you'll find the glorification of the name, the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is given here. Now, when he was free, he was set free by the clutches of the Vishnu Dutas. Then he gives this statement. He gives this statement. Now he expresses his determination. Because of identifying oneself with the body, one is subjected to desires of sense gratification. And thus one engages in many different types of pious and impious actions. Now he could realize this thing. He could understand this thing. Now he is saying this thing. Previously he couldn't understand. Previously he couldn't realize this thing. He was too much attached to this body. Dehatma buddhi. Dehatma buddhi means thinking this body, this self. Material body, this self. Those who are engrossed in sinful activities, those who are engrossed in avidya, ignorance, they think this body to be the self. They identify themselves with the body. They cannot understand this thing. they cannot realize their own self, the true identification. Jiva swarupa hoy krishner nitya das, that is the true identification of the jiva. We are eternal servants of Krishna. We are not this body. This first lesson has been taught by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. This is the first lesson in the spiritual teachings. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also stated, those who think this body, the self, in what category they belong to, jasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke sodhi kotradi subhumijyadhi jatirtha buddhi salile karichit jane su abhigye su saeva gokhara. That Srimad Bhagavatam also states. He cannot be considered as a human being. One who thinks this body, this self, jasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. What is this body? This is a kunapa. Kunapa means a sack, a bag. It contains what? What does it contain? Tridhatu ke. Tridhatu, bato, pito, kopho. They can understand. Translator is there? No translator. There, he translates. Words. Bato pito kapha. Acha. That's all right. Therefore I say you should have acquainted with these words. Then you can understand. Tridhatu. Bato pito kapha. This contents. It is filled with this. This is known as kunapa. Jasyatma buddhi kunapi tridhatu ke. Sodhi kalatradi subhumijyadhi. What do they think? They think this kunapa, this body, this soul, and sodhi kalatradi subhumijyadhi. Those who are related to this body, kalatra means wife, and sons and daughters, relatives, those are related to this body, they are mine more. Those are not related, they are others. Sodhi kalatradi subhumijyadhi. Another thing is bhumijyadhi. The body is born, the land in which the body is born, that is known as Janmabhumi, birth place, that is Ijjadhi, that is worshipable. He says. He never says, the most worshipable deity is Lord Krishna. Sarvaradhyo sarvapujyo. The most worshipable, sarvaradhyo sarvapujyo, is Lord Krishna, Lord Jagannath. He never says this. This land, in which this body is born, the birthplace, that is puja. Such an ignorant fool. Sodhi kalatradi subhamijyadhi jatirtha buddhi kalire salire karichi jane svabhigyensu saiva gokhara. Tirtha buddhi salire. He goes to visit these holy places, tirthasthan, places of pilgrimage, just to take bath in this holy river and wash up his sinful activities. He thinks that is enough, salida tirtha buddhi. But why the place is called tirtha? If this will be so, if all sinful persons will go to that tirtha sthan, place of pilgrimage, thus, and wash up their sins there, so what will happen? The sins will be accumulating, and like big mountain, so it is all will be filled with sins. How can it be called a tirthasthan, a place of pilgrimage? Why the place has been called tirtha? How has it been? How has it become a tirtha? It doesn't know. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. That means sadhus are there. Pure devotees are there. Those who are always engaged in chanting the holy name. And this name, this preaching this Krishna consciousness, the message of Krishna, they are always engaged in the loving, transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, the place has become tirtha. But such ignorant fool, such person who thinks this body to be self, dehatma buddhi, was developed this dehatma buddhi, he never goes He never approaches such a sadhu, devotee. He never takes advantage of his association, which is really beneficial. He never does this. Such a person is called, he cannot be called a human being. Saiva gokhara. Janesu abhigyesu saiva gokhara. He is categorized among this. Go means cow, khara means gardhava, ass. He is under the category of cows and ass. He cannot be called a human being. Such a thing. So how can he understand this? So how can he realize his in ignorance? When by the mercy of a pure devotee, mercy of Krishna, will identify this thing, you'll realize that it is not the body, is the spirit soul. As now, this sinful person, Adamido, could realize, then he can know, otherwise not possible. Adamido, how could he do it? How could he achieve such a state? This Adamido. Adamido was Brahmin. He was born in a Brahmin family, and his father was a learned Brahmin Pandit. He was studying Veda in his boyhood days. He was also associating with some sadhus. He had done some pious activities. But this material nature, this Maya Shakti is so strong. Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Daivihesa Gunamayi Mama Maya Durattaya. Daivihesa Gunamayi Mama Maya Durattaya. This illusory energy, which is known as inferior energy of the Lord, Bahiranga Shakti also, external energy. It is very, very wonderful, though it is inferior. Mama Maya Durattaya. The conditions so cannot overcome it. He is always cut up by the snares of Maya. Prakrutim mohining sita. That Maya Shakti, illusory energy, always enchanting. And the ignorant person, those who have developed this, Dehatma Buddhi, those who have forgotten their true self, forgotten Krishna, they are always attracted towards this illusory energy, and they are caught up in its snare. Here. So, illusory energy, Maya Shakti's work is that it will make you forget your true nature. Maya has two works. In two ways it works. Miyate onoya iti maya. Prakhepatmika kriya, abhanatmika kriya. Maya has two activities. Prakhepatmika kriya, abhanatmika kriya. Abhanatmika kriya, it covers up. It covers up the true self, true identity. That I am spirit soul, it's covered. It covers up. And second, prakhepatmika kriya, it will never allow you to go to Krishna, approach Krishna. It will create all sorts of hindrance. If you try to approach Krishna, go to Krishna, then Maya will create so much hindrances. It will never allow these two activities of Maya. So, one cannot understand. When one will get himself free from clutches of Maya, in other words, when one will be liberated, mukta jiva, then he can understand. Now he understood. Adamido now understood, now he says. He speaks out. Previously he couldn't understand because he was in the clutches of Maya. By the grace of those Vishnu Dutas, he was released. Now he is mukta, he is liberated now from the clutches of Maya. Then he could understand how he could do it. Such a sinful person. He was a Brahmin. He was studying Vedas, he was doing some pious activities, but he was attracted towards a prostitute. That now he is just saying that thing. I was victimized by the illusory energy and have become like a dancing dog led around by woman's hand. You understand? In Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, there is Kapila Deva Huti Sambhad. Kapila Deva says to his mother Devahuti, he has also said, Pasyami Balamaya Srimajya Jaino Disan. Jakaroti Padakrantam Bhuvijrum Hena Kevalam. Kapila Deva says this to me. Mother, you see the strength and the power of my illusory energy, Maya, in the form of a woman. Strimajya. Stri means woman. Pasyame balamaya strimajya jaino disan. You see, the women are the instruments of Maya. For the part of a man, and the part of a man, woman is Maya. And the part of a woman, man is also Maya. Because man is attracted towards woman and woman is also attracted towards Maya, man. Kapila Deva says, Pasyame varam maya strimajya jaino disam jakaroti parakrantam bhuvi jrumena kevalam. How powerful is it? See, you just see her power. The man may be very, very powerful. Parakranto is a very powerful person, a powerful king, like Alexander the Great, he may be very powerful. But if he looks at the face of a woman, just one glance, bhuvijrumhena kevalam, with one glance, he'll make him down. He'll be attracted. He'll come under her clutches. Such power. Kapila Deva says, Pasyami balamaya strimajya jaino disam jakaroti bhuvi. With one glance only. So it is, instruction is there. Don't look at her, the face of a woman. By their glance, they will attack. They'll make you trap. They'll make you entrap. When you're dealing with a woman, be cautious. Be careful. Don't look at their faces. And be careful. If you have any business with a woman, you are going out to preach to some houses, you also meet. Here in your Western world, there is no hindrance, and there's free mixing of men and women. In India, we have restrictions, no such free mixing. But here, free mixing. So danger is there. Maya is very powerful here. Maya is very powerful. You are all entrapped by Maya. You don't know that you have been entrapped. It's very powerful. So here it is taught. The instruction is take lessons. One should be very, very careful in dealing with the woman. Don't look at the face of a woman. Don't have so much engagements with him. If you have any business, you finish that business very quickly, as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Don't linger. You'll be attracted. She'll entrap you. Don't look at her face. Always look down. Just have some few words, finish. That's the thing. I'll say in this connection, in the story of Lord Ramchandra, Lakshmana, Sita. You see, Lord Rama went to forest. Sita Devi also accompanied, and his younger brother, Lakshmana, also accompanied. In the forest, Sita Devi was kidnapped by Ravana. When the Lord Ramchandra and Lakshmana were out, when Ramchandra came, Lord Ramchandra came for no Sita, he lamented. Then at last, they found out some ornaments, that is the necklace of Sita Devi. So Lord Ramchandra showed it to Lakshmana. Lakshmana, you see whether this is the ornament necklace of Sita Devi? Lakshmana says, no, I cannot say. I never looked at the face. I never look at, I look at the feet. I've never looked up. How can I say this is the ornament, the necklace of Sita Devi? What is that purport? The purport is that he never looks at the face of a woman. He has never looked at the face of Sita Devi, you see. This is the thing. Therefore, Kapila Deva has said, Pasyami balamaya strimajya jaino disam Jakoroti Prakrantam Bhuvijumena Kevalam. Only by one glance, she'll make it down. The man may be very, very powerful, like Alexander the Great, but he will be entrapped. This thing. Now he says that thing. I was victimized by the illusory energy and have become like a dancing dog led around by woman's hand. Now he realizes. Now he takes this strong determination. I want to be now entangled. I want to be attracted to such a woman and become a Joshit Kridamruga, a dancing dog by the hand of a woman. That is his taking that determination. One should have such determination, those who have come to this path of Krishna consciousness. And these women also, they are very tricky. They know so many arts to attract men. What do? They say, oh, you are a very nice, handsome person. Let me, will you kindly allow me to serve you, sir? To serve you, sir? Susursa, I will serve you, sir. So you will be very pleased, oh, she's a nice lady. She wants to serve me. All right, you are allowed. Then you are under his clutches, her clutch, trap. Susrusatsvara. You understand? I might say, I may also narrate here Lord Shiva's story. Lord Shiva, you see, his Mahajogi is a very controlled person also. He also destroyed, he burnt Kandarpa, Kubir. He was so angry. Still he was captivated. Sati was the wife of Lord Shiva, who was daughter of Daksha Prajapati. Daksha Prajapati was performing a sacrifice, but he didn't invite Shivaji, his son-in-law, but he invited all his son-in-laws and all his daughters, but didn't invite Shivaji. But this is woman's nature generally. They are very anxious to go to their parents, father's house. When Sati saw that all his sisters are going, then he requested Shivaji that I should go. Shivaji said, no, you should not go. We have not been invited. But she insisted. Shivaji said, if you go, you must be put into danger. So don't go. But she didn't listen to it. She insisted going. Then she went. When she went there, but nobody took interest. Rather, Daksha Prajapati, the father-in-law of Shivaji, he criticized Shivaji, which was very, very intolerable on the part of Sati. Shivaji is her husband and also a great devotee, Vaishnavana Rupa Sambhu. She couldn't tolerate. Vaishnava, Shiva is a Vaishnava, Sati, his wife, is also a Vaishnavi. Vaishnava is a tolerant. Taroriva Saishnuna. Mahaprabhu has said, Vaishnava, who is a pure devotee, Vaishnava, he must be a Taroriva Saishnuna. He must be more tolerant than a tree. Vaishnava can tolerate. But if Vaishnava hears this ninda, what do you say in English? Offenses. Guru ninda, sadhu ninda, shastra ninda. All they can follow. Offenses against spiritual master, against the Lord, against shastra, against sadhu, he cannot tolerate. That is intolerable. If one is Vaishnava, listening to all these things, can tolerate, he cannot be called a Vaishnava. He must be very angry. Yes. One should not be angry. The anger is an enemy, krodha, satru. Therefore, Vaishnava never gets angry. He tolerates. But he gets angry when he hears all these things. If you hear someone is defaming and the spiritual master are speaking ill of spiritual master or sadhu, shastra, Vaishnava, you should not tolerate. If of power, you should cut off his tongue. You should never utter. If of such power, If you cannot do it, then what to do? Leave that place. Don't be there. Don't those things enter into the ear. To leave this place. If you won't do that, you should commit suicide. Die. It's better to die than hearing all these things. Out of three, one should be done. Do you follow? So Sati couldn't leave the place. Sati couldn't cut off the tongue of his father, her father, Lakhya Prasad. So he committed suicide. Then her next birth was Parvati. He was born as Parvati, the daughter of Parvataraj, Himalayan. And she also underwent severe penance, austerity, to get Shivaji as her husband. And from that day, Shivaji also underwent great penance not to accept women. No, I will never accept such women. Shivaji was undergoing penance, and Sati was also. Parvati was also. Such a thing was there. At that time, there was some menace from the demons, Tarakasura. There was a demon named Tarakasura. He was attacking the heavenly planets and demigods. They were very much afraid. And Tarakasura, there was curse. If the sun will be born, Shivaji's son, that is Kartikeya, only he would kill him. That was the thing. So Shivaji is now determined not to accept a wife. And Sati, Parvati was also undergoing tapasya to get accepted. She was her husband. So Demigar sent this Kandarpa, Cupid. Cupid came, Kandarpa, you know, Cupid. He came with his wife Rati, and he has arrows, Pancha Kula Shoro. He pierced this arrow, that will agitate the passion, attracted. So Shivaji was meditating, closing his eyes, when was pierced by Kandarpa's Cupid's arrow. So his passion was agitated, so he got angry and opened his eyes, and third eye came out to meet with that burnt ashes, that of Kandarpa. Such a Shivaji was so powerful. Such a powerful Deminger Shivaji, at last he was also captivated by Parvati. Parvati every day used to come there, used to clean that place where Shivaji was meditating, and burn some incense, and pluck some flowers, nice scented flowers, put there, decorates those place, doing that service, Sususha. This is the trick of the woman. That's it, approaches a man to entrap you. Susrusha chodare. Rendering, I will serve you. One devotee was asking me, in that, do you know we are going in Italy? He was a married person, brahmachari. He was brahmachari, but he was now married. So he was asking, if someone accepts wife, I was giving lecture, if you accept a wife, you must fulfill the demand of your wife. So the women have so many demands, so you have to fulfill. You should please her. They want children. And acceptance of wife means bebayo projaya, norati. If you marry, accept a wife, you must produce children. That is required. If you don't do it, you will put into trouble. The woman will put you into much trouble. You will have hellish atmosphere. You cannot live. But he says, no, I don't want to produce children, but I have accepted the woman for the service. Oh, you are ignorant fool. Why you have accepted a woman for his service? If you don't want to produce children, it is better to remain brahmacharya. Don't accept a wife. Why? That's not it. But this Vedic instruction, even vevaya prajaya na rati. You accept a wife only to procreate progeny, prajaya. Not for sexual pleasure. Pradaya means Krishna conscious children to produce. not the children like pigs, does it eat stool. The pig produces so many children, they eat stool. Human beings should not produce children like pigs, so many. They should not be so lusty. So this should be the restricted sense gratification, restricted sense. Therefore, we have this instruction is there. No illicit sex life. You should not deal with the other woman, but you should cohabit with your married, wedded wife, the grihastha, but very, very restricted, once a month, only to procreate, present. Not for sexual pleasure, vebaya prajaya narati. So you have to do it. If you are not interested in procreating, so you should not have married. Why have you married? So that is the trick. So Sivaji, then they come and do some service, Sushrushasavare. But one who is an intelligent person, what would he do? The woman is coming and offering her service. He should not look at her. He should not accept that service. Bhagavat says, Trunabhruta Kupo, there is a well. Kupa. Kupa means well. Well, you know, here I have no wells, I think. We have wells there. Yes, water supply tap. So many wells. But we have wells in India to fetch water. And Trunabhruta Kupa. Trunabhruta Kupa means the grass, the face, the surface, face of the well is covered up with grass, soft grass. So who is an ignorant fool will find, oh, so very soft grass, very soft. Let me sit here. Sit here. It'll be down in the well. It doesn't know that well has been covered up with soft grass. Similarly, this offering services of the woman. You don't know this thing now. Attracting you, putting you in a trap. You are accepting. Trunabhruta Kupo. So one who is intelligent, he will never look at her. Oh, it is a Trunabhruta Kupo. It is a well covered up with grass. I won't look at her. It should be like that. So with ignorant fool, you'll find, oh, very soft seat, very nice grasses. I will see. What is the case? So, when Parvati came up for her services, they have bangles, they have nupur, so many. When the woman came, tingling, dun, 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 tingling voice is there. It's very sweet. So, Sivaji was in a trance, thus meditating, once hearing the tingling, he opened his eyes. Parvati is there. Just look at her. So, in fact, such a great yogi, Sivaji, at last opened his eyes and looked at Parvati. So Parvati entered. They are married at last. You see, such is the case. It's the illusory energy. Pasyami balamaya astri madhya jaino disang jakaroti parakrantam bhuvijumbhena kevalam. Kapila Deva said that thing. You mother, you see the power of my illusory energy in the form of a woman. Just at one glance. He can entrap a very powerful king. Such is the power. Now he couldn't say, I was victimized by the illusory energy and have become like a dancing dog around a woman's hand. Josit Krida Murga, hempegged. We say hempegged. Those are under the clutches of women. What the woman will say, they will do. They will do. Because they are so much attached to the sense gratification, lusty desires. The lust. They think this is an object of enjoyment. Human is an object of enjoyment. She has come to give me enjoyment. What enjoyment? Jiha upastu indriya, jehostha. She has come to give me enjoyment. To my palate, jiha. She will cook, prepare nice food, dishes for you, for the husband, and feed you. Your husband will sit down. She will bring the dishes. You please, sir, take it. And she'll sit down by your side, just fanning. And giving, you take this, please take this, please eat it. The smiling, saying so many nice words. Katham priyaya. Prahlad Maharaja said that thing. Katham priyaya. Parihaso, rongo, rahasyo. My beloved wife, always laughs. She says so many nice words. Katham priyaya, anukampitaya. Sangam rahasyam sarudhiranstha mantran. How can he come to this path of Krishna consciousness? It's very difficult. Jiva and upastha indriya. That means he's giving pleasure to your jiva, to your palate. At night, upastha indriya means sex organ. So it is very difficult to give it up. It's very, very difficult to give it up. In ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Jajati Maharaj says, Jadustya durmati bhir jirjato janu jirjati tantrusnang dukhanivaham sarmakamo drutam teje. You see, Jajati Maharaj is a very powerful king. He married the daughter of Sukracharya. Her name is Devajani. You understand? Her name is Devajani. He married Sukracharya's daughter Devajani. Devajani had a maid servant. Her name was Sarmishtha. Once Jajati Maharaj was also attracted towards Sarmishtha. So she also kept Sarmishtha as his wife, kept wife. So generally the kings do, the Kshatriyas also do like that. So Devajani could know it. So Devajani told her father. So he cursed. Sukracharya cursed. His son-in-law Jajati. You become old, you become impotent. They can follow impotent. Napunshaka. That means you cannot have any sex connection. Napunshaka. You become. So he cursed. So he became very old. Napunshaka. That happened. But recent time, Devajani also lamented because Devajani saw if my husband could be old and napunsaka, how can I get some enjoyment? I couldn't get any enjoyment. So again he requested her father, no, it is a curse to me. It is a curse to me. So Sukracharya says, all right, that can be exchanged. If someone could take away his old age and give his youth to him, then he can enjoy. That can be exchanged, Sukracharya said. So who took? At that time, Jajati had young, very youth, sons, many sons. So he requested his sons, you son, will you kind take my old age and give your youth to me, I will enjoy? No, he said, no, I won't wait. All denied. But his youngest son, Puru, he agreed. He gave. All right, I'll take up your old age, I'll give my youth. So he gave. Then he enjoyed Devajani hundreds of years. You follow? He enjoyed Devajani hundreds of years. Still it is not satiated. Na jatu kama kamana upabhogena samyati havisa kusma vartni va bhuyo evabhi vartate. When he could understand, his true consciousness grew up, he could understand. Jajati Maharaj, then he spoke. He speaks out this. Na jatu kama kamana upabhogena samyati havisa kusma vartni va bhuyo evabhi vartate. If you give pleasure, enjoyment to your senses, the senses will not be satisfied at all. Will never be satisfied. If you give more enjoyment, they'll demand more. Give more. They'll never be satisfied. If you pour ghee in the burning fire, fire will never be extinguished. Fire will be blazing and say, get more ghee, pour more ghee. Similarly, the more you give enjoyment to your senses, they want more and more and more. They'll never be satisfied. Na jatu kama kamana upabhogena samyati. They want more and more and more. They'll never be satisfied. Na jatu kama kamana upabhogena samyati. Havisa kusma vartni va bhuyo evabhi vartate. జాతుస్తి జిజ్జతో దానో జిజ్జతే తాం కృష్ణం దుఃఖ నివాహం సర్వ కామ ధృతం తేజయత్ జదాతి మహారాజ్. దిస్ సెక్స్ డిజైర్ ఫర్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్ సెన్స్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఇస్ సో స్ట్రాంగ్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు గివ్ ఇట్ అప్ దిస్ డిజైర్ త్యాగ కరివా కఠిన్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు గివ్ అప్ దిస్ డిజైర్ జాగృష్టి బట్ నౌ హి టేక్స్ అప్ ఇన్ డిటర్మినేషన్ దిస్ అజామ్లో ఆ నో మోర్ యు సీ హి టేక్స్ అప్ దిస్ మీన్స్ నో మోర్ I'll free myself from this illusion. I shall become a merciful, all-lacing friend, all living and always absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. I'll never be entangled again. Strong determination. Maharaj says, Jadusti jadurmati bir jidjato janu jidjati tantrusnang dukkha nivahang sarma kama drutam tejet. It is very difficult to give up this desire. Man may become old, very, very old, akarmanya. Is going to die. Jirjato janu jirjate. He is in deathbed. He is going to die. Still he wants, I'll enjoy a young girl. Yes, desire is so strong. It's very difficult to give it up. Jirjato janu jirjate. Tantrusnam dukkha nivahang sarma kama drutam tejet. If you really want pleasure and happiness, real pleasure, give it up immediately. Drutam tejet. Because this is the outcome of all misery. Jahi sansparsa bhoga dukkha jono yayevate adyanta banta kaunte yanate suramate buddha. Krishna has said this thing in Bhagavad Gita. This is Krishna's instruction. Jahi sansparsa bhoga dukkha jono yayevate adyanta banta kaunte yanate suramate buddha. Buddha means jnani, a learned person. Self-realized person. He never runs after this. Sense gratification, sense pleasure, he knows it is not pleasure at all. It is fleeting pleasure, adyanta banta, temporary pleasure. Its consequence is misery, unlimited misery, dukkha jonaya. You see, he knows he is never attracted. One is fool, he is attracted. Therefore, if you want real pleasure, drutam tejet, immediately give it up this thing. Then you will get real pleasure. Jadati Maharaj says. Now he says, this Adamira says, when he is free from the clutches of Maya, he procreated, you see, his last child at the age of 80. Such a old man. Age of 80. He was dying at the age of 86. You understand? Adamira was dying at the age of 86. And the youngest son was 5 years old. So at the age of 80, he had his son. So such, he was so much engrossed. Therefore he says this thing. I was victimized the illusory energy and become like a dancing dog. What the wife says? Yes. You please put me on your shoulder. All right, my darling, all right. Sit here. That's very nice. Because it is a dancing dog. At the end of a woman. Where is the man? Go. In fact, now he takes up strong determination. No more. So he had produced a child at the age of 80. But one thing is there. Swarpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Krishna has said that thing in Srimad Bhagavata. Naho vikramana swasti pratyavaya na vidyate. Swarpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. If you have done something very little in this regard, in this connection of Krishna consciousness, devotional service or bhakti, sadhu sangha, association with sadhus, that will save you from the greatest danger. That was his sukruti. Because in his boyhood days, when he was studying Vedas, he had associated with sadhus for very short time. Therefore, he named his younger son Narayana. You see? He put his name as Narayana, which is the name of the Lord. He might have put other name, Tom, baby, something like that, as you have so many names, nonsense names. It's not name of Lord, Bhagavan. So when we are initiated by spiritual master, he changes the name. He gives one of the name of the Lord. Hari Dasa, Govinda Dasa, Gopala Dasa. Like that. Or some devotee's name, his servant. If you just remember that name, So indirectly you are remembering Krishna. That was his Sukriti. So he had named his son as Narayana. So for the attachment to his son, when the Jamadutas came, the fearful looking, very horrible persons. So out of fear he called out, Narayana, Narayana, you please come. That Narayana is playing close to him. He called his son. As soon as he uttered the name of Narayana, immediately the Vishnudutas arrived there. So they said, by the utterance of this word, the Lord's name, all the reactions of his sinful activity destroyed. The crores of like, koti janmo, eko krishna namo kore sarva papa kheyo, it is stated. If utter one krishna name, it will destroy all sinful activity, sarva papa. You cannot commit such sins. It has such potency of destroying the sinful reactions with name of krishna. So he was free from this reaction of the sinful activities. He became liberated. Mangeva sramutta kalevarum ja prayati sa madbhavundati nastatra sansaya. Krishna has said this in Bhagavad Gita. At the antakale, at the time of death, if someone utters my name or thinks of me, he will come to me. There is no doubt at all. That is the perfection of life. Ha Krishna bali jau jiva. Let me die uttering Krishna. Let me die uttering Krishna. That is the perfection of all. Etavan sankhya jogi, swadharma parinishthaya, janmalabha parapunsam ante narayana smriti. That is the perfection of life. It is stated in the second canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Etavan sankhya jogan, swadharma parinishthaya, janmalabha parapunsam ante narayana smriti. Ante means at the time of death, antakala. If there is Narayana Smriti, if you can remember Narayana, if you can utter his name, then you have achieved perfection. The perfection of life. Otherwise your life has not been, you have not achieved perfection, your life is not successful. You may be a very sincere worker, doing your duty, do your duty, do your duty, swadharma parinishthaya. With much sincerity you are doing your duty. You have Sankhya Alochana, you have studied Vedas, or Sankhya, you're discussing Sankhya, philosophy. So many things you might have done, but unless at the time of death, antakal, you cannot utter name of the Lord, Narayana Smriti, cannot remember Narayana, then your life is not successful. Ante Narayana Smriti. That he achieved success, because he uttered Narayana. Though he didn't directly call Narayana Krishna, the Lord, he called his son, whatever it may be, he uttered the name of the Lord. Therefore he is free. So Vishnudutas now protected him from the clutches of Jamadutas. That is the thing. When he was free, then he could remember. Then he says, after that he says all these things. Previously he was not saying, previously he was not conscious of these things. This is, he gives now, which has been caused by the Supreme. Now I shall disentangle myself from my material bondage, which has been caused by the Supreme Personal Godhead's illusory energy in the form of a woman. No more. Now he takes up this determination. Again, another, I shall give up all lusty desires. No. Further, I'll develop some lust desires in my mind and free myself from this illusion as I become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entities, as I absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. Now I do this thing. He was dying, but he didn't die, you see. His lifespan is enhanced now. He didn't die. Now he could realize, he took up this determination, now he would go to Haridwar and he would undergo penance, austerity there, and would engage himself in the devotional service. What he says, absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. That means he'll practice bhakti now. Now he'll do sadhana. Now he'll do this thing. Then the same Vishnu Dutas would come with Bhiman to take him to Vaikuntha. then you will achieve that thing. Now the question is here, when Guru Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj has said, this should be the standard of determination for all Krishna conscious persons. A Krishna conscious person should free himself from the clutches of Maya and should also be compassionate to all others suffering in those clutches. When you could realize, who is a realized soul, who is a pure devotee, he could see the suffering, real suffering, and his heart bleeds. Vaishnava para dukhe dukhi, Vaishnava sarva bhuta hite ratha. It has. One is a Vaishnava. Vaishnava means pure devotee. He laments if he sees the suffering of the conditioned soul. Whose heart bleeds? Whose heart bleeds? When we were coming, he was playing a tape of Prabhupada. Prabhupada was singing a song. I was hearing. Sada kamerato. I am always engaged in this lusty activities. Sada kamerato. It's not paro dukhe dukhi. When I see someone is suffering, it gives me pleasure. Oh, all right, he's suffering. That's very right. It's very nice. He's never feeling distress, but Vaishnava feels. You see, this is the state, the condition of, they say, ignorant fools, those have developed this Dehatma Buddhi. When you come to the pure path of this devotional service, path of the pure devotional service, you could understand, you can understand, you can realize. Vimudha nanu pasyanti pasyanti jnana chakshusa. At that time, you endowed with an eye, that is jnana chakshu, spiritual vision. With that vision you can see, but vimudha nanu pasyanti, ignorant fools, whose vision is covered up by illusory energy, they have covered vision. Those who are not devotees, Vaishnavas, pure devotees, they have covered vision. They cannot see. You take the example of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj could see the Lord in the pillar, Stambha. Whereas his father Hiranyakasipu, the great demon, was conquered 3 worlds, very powerful. Could he see? Could he see? He couldn't see. Lord is there. Lord is all-pervasive, is everywhere. But the devotee sees, whereas these ignorant fools, they cannot see, because they have covered vision. Maya has covered their vision. The devotee's vision is not covered. Premanjana charito bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hrudi subilokayanti jasyama sundaram achintya guna sarupam govindam adipurusam stamam vajam. Brahma Sangita, it is stated. He sees. What is his vision? Premangana Churita Bhakti Vilochane. He has Bhakti Chakshu, the eye of devotion. He has put this ointment of Krishna Prem in his eye. Premangana Churita Bhakti Vilochane. Santa Sadeva Hudesh Vilochane. That Santa, that devotee, sees everywhere and always Shyama Sundara Rupa. Kandarpa Koti Kamani Abhisesa Soham. Such a beautiful form of the Lord, how beautiful is he? Koti Kandarpa, cross of Cupid. The beauty of cross of Cupid will not be compared. It surpasses that. It's such a beautiful thing. If you could see such beauty, will you look at his woman? Is there any beauty? Spitting. No attraction will be there. Who could see such beauty? Who is attracted to Lord Krishna, Jagannath? Such beautiful form! How can he be attracted to such nasty thing? All abominable, abnaksam. You see? Those who have covered vision, they cannot see. They understand. That's the thing. So you should develop that thing that my Guru Maharaj says. You should take up this strong determination. 3 things are there. Make you. If you want real advancement in this path of Krishna consciousness, bhakti, paramarthika, patho, also take up this. 3 things are there.
সরলতা, দৃঢ়তা, ঐকান্তিকতা। ক্যান দে ফলো? সরলতা মিন্স সিম্পলিসিটি ইন ইংলিশ, দৃঢ়তা স্ট্রং ডিটারমিনেশন, ঐকান্তিকতা আনঅ্যালয়েডনেস। নাও দে ক্যান ফলো, আই থিঙ্ক দে ফলো। সো আই উইল অর্ডার দিজ ওয়ার্ডস, সরলতা, দৃঢ়তা, ঐকান্তিকতা। সো ইজ ইট ডিফিকাল্ট অন ইয়র পার্ট টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড নাম? টেল মি, সিম্পলিসিটি, স্ট্রং ডিটারমিনেশন অ্যান্ড আনঅ্যালয়েডনেস, সরলতা, দৃঢ়তা, থ্রি থিংস আর রিকোয়ার্ড ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট, ইফ ইউ সিরিয়াস টু মেক অ্যাডভান্সমেন্ট ইন দিস পাথ অফ কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস, পাথ অফ ডিভোশন। ইফ আর নো সাচ থিং, ইউ ক্যান নট মেক এনি অ্যাডভান্সমেন্ট, ইউ শুড টেক ইট সিরিয়াসলি। মোস্ট ইম্পর্ট্যান্ট থ্রি থিংস আর রিকোয়ার্ড, বি আর সিম্পল অ্যাজ এ চাইল্ড, সিম্পল চাইল্ড, সরলতা। বৈষ্ণব ইজ সরল, দ্যাট ইজ বৈষ্ণবতা, সরলতা ইজ বৈষ্ণবতা। ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী গোস্বামী সে সরলতা ইজ বৈষ্ণবতা, সিম্পলিসিটি, দ্যাট ইজ দি কোয়ালিটি অফ এ বৈষ্ণব। ইট ইজ বেটার টু রিমেন ইন দি স্পেসিস অফ এনিমালস এন্ড বার্ডস, বাট ডোন্ট বিকাম এ ক্রুকেড ম্যান, ডোন্ট চেরিশ দিস কপটতা, কপটতা, ক্রুকেডনেস, or what we say in English, correct? Yes, because I have difficulty in expressing things in English. I am accustomed to expressing in the Sanskrit, so I may be excused. I have for the first time come to this Western country, I have to speak in English. I was not speaking in English. So I may be excused. But you should try to understand me, and you should try to learn the Sanskrit. As I said in the beginning, then you could really test this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, saralata, drudhata and aikantikata, three things are. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur says, it is better to remain in the species of birds, animals, lower animals, but don't be a crooked person. Don't cherish kapatata. Saralata hi Vaishnavata. Vaishnava is simple. Then dhruvata, strong determination. That is most important here. Ajamilo took up this determination. No more entanglement. I will free myself completely from this illusory energy. Now I will absorb myself in Krishna consciousness and be merciful to all living entities, well-wishing friend of all living entities, and always absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. This determination must be there. One should not deviate from this determination. You should not allow such a state or situation that will break your determination. Be very cautious. Then comes unalloyedness, aikantikata. One should have this unalloyed devotion, aikantika bhakti. Unalloyed devotion to the Lord, unalloyed devotion to the spiritual master. You see, I will say one thing in this respect. Lord Rama, Lord Krishna. There are some devotees of Lord Rama, there are some devotees of Lord Krishna. So, those who are devotees of Lord Krishna, they are not attracted to Rama. And those who are devotees of Lord Rama, they are not attracted to Krishna. Once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Murari Gupta, have they heard the name of Murari Gupta in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Murari Gupta, the dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He was Hanuman, the incarnation of Hanuman, Murari Gupta. He is Ram Bhakta, he is a devotee of Ram. Once Mahaprabhu wanted to test him, how far he had developed unalloyed devotion towards Lord Ram, Ramchandra. Once Mahaprabhu, out of fun, in order to test him, told Murari, you should do Krishna bhajan. Krishna is Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesa Sobham. You see, Koti Kandarpa Rupa Krishna, the Rupa, the form of Krishna, such beautiful. And also, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Rama Adi Murti Sukalaniya Manatishthan Nana Bhataranga Karod Bhubanesu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Parampu Manjo Govindam Adi Purusham Stamang Bhajani. It is in Brahma Samhita. Rama, Nrsimha, Vaman, is Kala Niyamana Tishtham, is Kala of Krishna. The answer, expansion and expansion, expansion, Kala, Kala. That you can understand these terms. I request you, you should understand these terms, these words. Then you can really release the nectar. Kala Niyamana Tishtham. So, you do Krishna Bhajan. Mahaprabhu told Murari. The Murari was a strong devotee of Lord Ramchandra. You see. When Mahaprabhu told Murari, couldn't say anything else, all right, as Arjuna says, Gari Seva Sanantava, I'll obey what you say. The Murari says, all right, I'll do. When you are saying, I'll do. So Murari went home. At night, he tried to meditate upon Krishna and to give up Ram meditation, but he couldn't. He couldn't. Because the devotee and Lord, he has developed an all devotion towards Lord Ram. He failed to do. Then he cried, lamented, oh, Mahaprabhu said this thing, but I couldn't do it. What shall I do? Let me die. Let me die. Because I couldn't obey. I couldn't keep up the words of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the morning, crying, very morose, went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, Mahaprabhu, I couldn't keep up your word. I couldn't give up this Ram meditation. Is my heart and soul. I've developed that thing. You ordered me, you told me, but I couldn't do. Now please, give me permission, I'll die, he says. Mahaprabhu was very glad. Oh, that's all right. Why you give up? Why you give up, Lord Ram? You should not give up. Mahaprabhu was testing how he has developed an alert devotion to Lord Ram. This is Aikantikata. Are they following my point? Do you follow my point? What I'm saying? Aikantikata. I was explaining Aikantikata. Oh, alertness. Three things. Sarvata, Drutta, Aikantikata. This will help you. To make advancement in this path of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you won't make any. So Mahaprabhu was pleased. Mahaprabhu said, oh, Sakshat Hanuman to me. You are Hanuman. Why you give up Lord Ram? You need not, you should not. What Lord Hanuman says? Hanuman says, you see, you take the statement of Lord Hanuman. Once when there was a Kurukshetra Yuddha fighting, Lord Krishna sent Bhimsen, you go to Hanuman and tell him that he would come here to this and help in this Kurukshetra Yuddha, fighting better. So Hanuman, I say Bhimsen went there and met Hanuman and told Krishna has said, you please come and help in this battle of Kurukshetra. Hanuman says, oh, who is that Krishna? I don't know. I won't go. My Lord is Lord Ramchandra. Unless he says, I won't go. So, Bhimsen returned and told Krishna, he refused to come. He says, he doesn't know you. You are ignorant fool. Why don't you say Lord Ramchandra says? Go. Tell him again. So he again went. He says, Lord Ramchandra says, you please come. Oh, my Lord says, all right, I'll go. I immediately came. And he saw Ramchandra. There's no difference. Is there any difference Lord Ram and Krishna in absolute vision? There's no absolute vision. Tattva drushti. There's no difference. He says, Hanuman says, Srinathe janakinathe abheda paramatmani mama jivana sarvasva ramara jivalochana. He says this. Srinathe janakinathe abheda paramatmani. Srinatha. Srinatha means husband of the goddess of fortune. Lakshmi Kanta is Krishna. Janakinatha, husband of Janaki, Sita Devi, is Lord Rama. Abheda. There is no difference. You follow? Atar, Srinathe, Janakinathe, Abheda Paramatmani. Both are Paramatma. Do you follow? So there is no difference. But Mama Jivana Sarvasva Rama Rajivalochana. But my heart and soul is Ram Rajivalochana. I am attracted to him in that form. This is Aikantikata. You follow? Unalloyedness. The three things are required. Sarvata, Drudhata, Aikantikata. Simplicity, strong determination, and unalloyedness. Then you can make advancement in this path. Otherwise, you cannot. You understand? That is the thing. Similar the case of spiritual master. As Krishna is one, and this spiritual master, Guru is one, many different forms. Your Guru, my Guru is Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, his Guru is Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj. Your Guru, Harikesh Swami Maharaj. Someone's Guru may be different. So one may say, why are you attracted? Why will worship him? My Guru is that. Why will worship him? But there is no difference. Srinath Janakinath Abheda Paramatmani. There's no difference. Srinath and Janakinath. But my Mama Jivana Sarvasa Rama Rajivalochana. In Tattva Drushti, absolute vision, they are non-different. One, but I'm attracted to that form. Not a fact that I will disrespect the other. No, that's not the question. It's equally worshipable. Equally worshipable. But my heart has been attracted there. Do you follow my point? All of you, this is most important thing. If you are serious enough to make advancement in this path of Krishna consciousness, paramarthika, marga, you should do this thing. Another point, thing I will just say and conclude my speech, because I have so many work to do and finish. So, I beg excuse. Another thing, point is that, this urge, this attraction towards illusory energy, especially the urge of the sex desire, is so great. As I say, jadustya is very difficult to give it up. How can you give it up? Therefore, we see so many stalwarts, they are falling down. Isn't it? You take the example of Vishwamitra Muni. For 60,000 years, he did severe austerity penance and strict brahmacharya, he practiced. Still, he was attracted to Menaka. That is his case. What is your case? Have you any strength? You have no strength. Take the case of Sauvari Muni. How he was attracted. What is our doing? We are insignificant fellow. We are not saying, we are very easily trapped. But you take the case of Haridas Thakur, unalloyed devotion, how he has developed. Was he attracted towards a prostitute, attracted towards Maya Devi? Himself came Maya Devi, a beautiful maiden, attract Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was living in a cave. He was a young man in a solitary place. He was living at midnight, dead of night, she came. Maya Devi came in a beautiful maiden and lamented, "Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, ami bada dukhi." You Vaishnava Thakur, because Vaishnava is, as it says, become merciful, well-wishing friend to all living. Bancha kalpataru vesta krupa sindhu vesta patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo naman nama. We say, Vaishnava is bancha kalpataru, desire tree. If someone expresses desire, he fulfills. That is Vaishnava. Do you follow? So, Maya Devi came in the form of a beautiful maiden and said, "I am Mami Duchi. I am a very, very unhappy person. I am feeling much pain. You please relieve me from that pain." What is that pain? "Oh, this is Kamupida. I am a young maiden, you see, Juvati. And this Kandarpa Cupid gives me pain. Kamapira, please relieve me." She expresses this desire. "So, Vaishnava's duty is that, all right, I'll fulfill your desire. Yes, I'll fulfill. Because be merciful too. Become merciful. Well-wishing friend to all living entities. If I see someone is suffering, I must material is suffering." So, what did he? This young man, dead of night, solitary place. He you should have attracted very easily. We should have not even, I am also, I am a young, old man, still I have, that I am attracted. Because we are conditioned souls. It's very difficult to withstand this attraction. But what he did? All right, I'll do. But I have one condition. My Guru Maharaj has said to chant this number of names. First I will finish, then I will fulfill it. Please, sit there, outside the cottage. Let me finish. Then I will see. He chanted, you are standing 3 lakhs of names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Whole night he was singing. Night and day, day breaks. What to do? Please excuse, I cannot finish. Please come tomorrow. He was not right. For 3 days, same thing. Yes, he tried, he displayed so many tricks to entrap, to attract. Haridas Thakur, he was not attracted, he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Because he had this determination, I no more, that he takes of this determination, no more entanglement, I will disentangle myself, strong determination. This lady tries to break my determination. Oh, what is going to be broken? This is strong determination. 3 days, he came. At last, she was defeated. He was victorious. Whereas, Sauvari Muni, Vishwamitra Muni, they were defeated by Maya. Maya was winning. You see, this is lesson you should take. We should have this determination, we should not be attracted. And how he could withstand? Because the force of this chanting pure name, unalloyed devotion, I can't get that. It is stated. Vidhi dharma chari bhaje krusnero chorono nisiddho papachare taro kobuno emono অজ্ঞানে বা হয়ে যদি পাপ উপস্থিত কৃষ্ণ তারে ক্ষমা করে ন করায় প্রায়শ্চিত ইট ইজ স্টেটেড বিধি ধর্ম ছাড়ি ভরে কৃষ্ণের চরণ হ্যাঁ নিষিদ্ধ পাপ আচার তার কবু নয় মানে ওয়ান হু হ্যাজ ডেভেলপ দিস অনালয়েড ডিভোশন চ্যান্টিং ইনঅফেন্সলেসলি শুদ্ধ নাম অলওয়েজ অবজার্ভ অ্যাজ হি সেজ হ্যাঁ আই উইল অবজার্ভ মাই সেলফ ইন কৃষ্ণ কনসাসনেস এভরি মুভমেন্ট অলওয়েজ অবজার্ভ in Krishna consciousness. No deviation. Without deviation. One who is such absorption, without deviation, chanting, Haridas Thakur was doing that thing. Vidhi dharma chari bhaje krusnero charana nisiddho papachare taro kabhu noy mana. The thought of pap will never enter into this wicked mind. Never enter. Because Krishna is there. Man mana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskuru. Mangaveshyasi satyam te pratidane priyosine. This is the most confidential instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Guhyatam upadesh. Think of me always without deviation. Don't forget me. Man manava. Keep myself. Krishna says, keep Krishna always in your mind. That is mind's business. What is the mind's activity? Tell me, what's the mind's activity? Thinking, feeling, willing. We say in Sanskrit, sankalpa vikalpa. You understand? Sankalpa vikalpa. Sankalpa means desiring. You understand? Thinking, desiring. Thoughts. Mind cannot be free from any thought. Must be some thought is there. But Krishna says, think of me. Only think of me. No other thought. Don't allow any other thought enter into your mind. That is to conquer mind. Mano joy. So, Haridas Thakur was always thinking of chanting. No, Vidhi dharma chari bhaje krusnero charanam nisiddho papachare taro kabhu noy mana. So, the thinking of pap, sinful attraction, the attraction of this maya, will never enter into it. They will be defeated. Ajnane va hoye jodi pap upasthito krusna tare kshama kore na koray prayaschito. If unconsciously, ajnane, he has no desire. Who has developed this analog devotion, pure devotion, this avidya, ignorance. I was first telling of this avidya. Out of ignorance, The person thinks this body is self. Therefore, he is attracted. The avidya, the ignorance is completely destroyed. Avidya nash. The seed, bija, the seed of sinful activity is avidya. You follow? Avidya means ignorance. Ignorance is the seed of the sinful activity, papa bija. If the bija, the seed is destroyed, how there will be germination? It will fry the seed and put it into earth. Will it germinate? Will it germinate? No. Because it's destroyed. The seed is destroyed. There's no germination. So seed of the sinful activity is avidya. When that avidya is completely destroyed, the avidya is destroyed by this process only. By developing unalloyed devotion. Shuddha bhakti. Then there is no question of material attraction or material thought, no sinful activity, no question of thinking of sin, committing in sin. That is says, verse says.